Welcome back here to Focus with Paul W. Smith. Anthony Bellino filling in for Paul W. today, live from the Corwell Health Drive for Life Invitational here at the beautiful Oakland Hills Country Club, and have the honor and the privilege to be joined live on site here with Dr. Nina Deckney, the Section Chief and Breast Surgery Fellowship Director at the Maryland and Walter Wolpin Breast Center. Doctor, thank you for joining us. Fresh out of surgery, ran right over here. You have to go back to the hospital after. The things you do.
Well, thank you, Anthony, and it's really my honor and privilege to be here. This group, the donors and the sponsors, have been so steadfast in their support of the breast program over the years, and I've been doing this for 20-some years. We've been able to launch so many innovative programs, both for preventing, early detection, and treating breast cancer.
Now, this tournament here, the funds raised here at this day, you know, we talked to Tom McGannon, the Vice President of Community Engagement earlier, said that roughly $300,000 will be brought in just today alone. How do those funds help with the patient care?
This is why we are able to offer patients innovative programs, and I particularly want to talk about the most recent innovation that we've launched at Corwell, and that is robotic breast surgery. So we are one of the few handful of centers around the world, really, to offer robotic breast surgery. The other centers, we are the only center in Michigan, but the other centers that offer this kind of approach to breast cancer are Mayo Clinic, MD Anderson. We did our, it's part of a clinical study, and we did our trial last week, a case. This is use of a Da Vinci single port robot. Normally, when we do these procedures, we make a cut that's about 5 to 6 inches long. With the robot, I'm able to do this through an inch and a half incision and do the entire procedure along with reconstruction all in one shot. It is really amazing.
Wow.
To be able to offer that.
So you go from 5 to 6 inches down to an inch and a half?
Inch and a third. 3.5 centimeters, to be precise.
Oh, there we go. See, we can go to centimeters. I just gave the temperature in Celsius earlier, so you know we're multifaceted here. You talk about some of the advancements in technology that help you with the actual surgery itself. What are some of the advancements as far as early detection for my sister, for my mother, for our wives? You know, how do we get out in front of this?
So we are starting to move away from, oh, this one size fits all. Everybody needs to be screened and, you know, with this, this, and this. We are sort of directing it to one's perceived risk. So in other words, we now know, and these are guidelines from our national societies, that screening for breast cancer needs to start as early as 25. And what that means is we need to take a detailed family history, look at your other risk factors, such as your, you know, height, weight, and calculate statistical models. And if you fall in the high risk category, you should start screening as early as 25. There are patients who have genetic mutations that we start with MRI as early as 25. The standard average risk patients, we start at age 40. And that is where we have all kinds of options for screening, such as MRIs, 3D mammograms. We're trying to get a contrast enhanced mammography. We have whole breast ultrasound. My message really here is it doesn't matter what technology you use, just get screened. And get screened according to your risk.
And get screened early now as well.
Yes, yes.
Are there preventative measures that one can take? Obviously, you just mentioned, you know, genetic mutation. We have no control over that. But maybe are there some things that we do have control over in our own personal lives?
And that is a great point. There are factors we control, and those are namely our body mass index or our weight. It helps to have ideal body mass index, exercise, eat healthy, avoid processed foods, avoid alcohol. These are all measures that have shown to decrease breast cancer risk. But the preventative measures that we offer are for patients who have genetic mutations, who don't have an option. They're born with that gene. And in some patients, those risks are as high as 85% lifetime. And in those are the patients where we offer them more aggressive approach, such as a preventative mastectomy. And that is where this technology of using the robot is going to make a big difference.
Wow. And then the funding of all of that coming from events like this, like today.
Seed fund. For this, and I cannot thank our sponsors and donors enough for that.
And this is a wonderful opportunity for folks to come out, play a round of golf at a historic track here at Oakland Hills. They get to have a lot of fun, and they get to be able to give to a cause that helps our direct community, our physicians here, our patients here.
You got it.
It's so exciting. And doctor, is there anything else from your perspective that you want people to know, a message that you could pass along?
I think every bit of support helps. We provide a whole host of patient support, such as transportation, social work, psychological support, and Dr. Stromberg is going to emphasize all that. Patients who themselves, once they go through the program, willingly support this program. So anybody who's interested in supporting this program can look us up online at or visit bowman.org/giving and make a donation.
Or they can call 947-522-0100. That's 947-522-0100 at bowmont.org/giving is the website. If you want to hop on and get involved today, you're hearing the show, you want to be interested. You know, we talked to Tom earlier, and he was discussing the transportation element, right? Being able to help those in need that don't have the resources, that might have to make a decision between, hey, is it, you know, for those that are underinsured, do I pay my rent? Do I go get the care? We need to get the care, and that's why getting involved in events like today are so vitally important.
Absolutely.
Well, doctor, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much. You have another surgery upcoming. You just left the hospital. You're going back. She's nonstop, folks.
This is worth it. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you very much. That's Dr. Nina Deckney. She is the Section Chief and Breast Surgery Fellowship Director at the Marilyn and Walter Wolpin Breast Center here at the Corwell Health Drive for Life Invitational at Oakland Hills. Hopefully she grabs a water and maybe a little bite to eat as well. Hour number one is in the books, but don't worry, we're coming back. Between 1 and 2 o'clock, meteorologist Andrew Arnold will join us, lead forecaster for the National Weather Service, Dr. Daniel Carey, Kristen Sokol, Dr. Jennifer Stromberg. We got a lot to do here in 1 hour's time here on Focus from the beautiful Oakland Hills Country Club on the heels of the U.S. Open. Not a better place we could have picked to be the day after the U.S. Open at Pinehurst No. 2, the venue for the 2034 and 2051 U.S. Opens right here at Oakland Hills. More Focus with Paul W. Smith after the break here on 760 WJR.